This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:17. You're listening to Evening Edition with Sharmila. And now, Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi is asking for the court to return his passport so he can travel to Germany for medical treatment. We are looking at the situation and understanding when courts release passports for those who are undergoing trials. Now, just to take a bit of a step back, Zahid Hamidi's passport has been held by courts because he is, of course, facing 47, since he was first charged with 47 criminal cases in October 2018. So now his lawyer, Hamidi Momanno, has made an application to the High Court for the temporary release of his passport. And according to his lawyer, Zahid is suffering from back pain and requires specialist treatment in Germany. So what we know so far is that High Court Judge Datuk Colin Lawrence Sakira has said that he'd make an order on this application next Monday. This isn't the first time that something like this has happened. Previously in 2019, Zahid had also requested for the High Court to release his passport so that he could travel to Saudi Arabia to perform Umrah. And at that time, the court dismissed his application, saying that the trip wasn't compulsory and given the serious charges that he was facing. So now, given that the reason is medical treatment, we don't know yet what might materialize, but we did want to get, get a little bit more understanding into how this process works. Do send your thoughts our way. What do you make of this? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now joined by criminal lawyer Purushottaman. Thanks for joining us, Purusho. Now, to start off, under what circumstances are passports confiscated by the courts?
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. First and foremost, passports are usually impounded or is asked to be surrendered to the court as an additional condition of bail. Okay, so first and foremost, we generally look at what is bail. When a person is charged for a criminal offense, we look at the offense and see if it's classified under one of these three, which is if it's a bailable offense, if it's an unbailable offense, or it's a non-bailable offense. If it's a bailable offense, that means it's as of right. That means you'll definitely get bail and there won't be conditions generally. If it's unbailable, then you definitely won't get bail. So there's no question about conditions and all that. But the interesting one is the non-bailable. Non-bailable means bail is not your right, but it is the discretion of the court. That means if the court feels that there are reasons to give you bail, then the court may give you bail. But the court will also impose additional conditions attached to the bail to secure your attendance and to ensure that you are not at flight risk. Additional conditions may be, for example, in our case, the passport is impounded or passport is surrendered to the court. Another additional condition would be you have to report to the police station maybe every once a month. Also, things like you are not to disturb the witness and all that. So these are all additional conditions that the court may impose on you. So the impounding of passport is merely an additional condition of the court in a non-bailable offence.
So what do courts take into consideration with applications for temporary passport releases?
Okay, so let's say you are charged for you're charged with an offence, non-bailable offence, and court has asked for your passport to be surrendered to the court. You may make an application from time to time to the court for the passport to be released, okay? This application is made to that particular court. So to which court you're charged to, you make it for the temporary release. For example, in our case, Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi made the application to the High Court judge, okay? The trial judge. And it would be the court's discretion whether or not to allow the release of the passport, okay? The court must critically analyze, okay? Because first of all, when you make the application, you state your reasons. What are the reasons you would want the passport to be released, and what are the criteria that warrants you to have your passport released at this point of time? And the court has to critically analyze the reasons that you have stated in the application and see if releasing the passport to you temporarily would be necessary or not. Okay. So, for example, the reasons that the court would take into consideration in a passport application would be the reasons, for example, in Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi's case, health reason. What is the necessity of him traveling abroad for this particular health concern and all that? Can it not be done in Malaysia and all that? An unavoidable emergency, for example, if someone has a relative or very close immediate family member overseas who has passed away or something like that, that would be a reason to put it in. But there is no hard and fast rule to say that these reasons would automatically give you a release of the passport or anything. Okay, we might think, isn't court being too difficult about releasing passports and all that? Isn't it a right of the person? And more so when a person is still innocent, he's not been convicted of the offense, won't there be a presumption of innocence? But we have to look at it at this way. The right for you to travel overseas is not a right. It is a privilege. And the court has to balance between the presumption of innocence with the seriousness of the offense, the likeliness and the risk of you of absconding. So simply put, just because you think you have a valid reason doesn't mean you have a right to get your passport back. The court has to be satisfied that the reason that you have given is vital and necessary for the passport to be released, and there is no risk of you absconding once you have taken your passport and all that.
And how common is it for the court to grant the release?
It's not very common for passport to be released. I personally had a case where my client was the director of a company, and his company was in overseas. And we made the application for passport stating that he had to travel because he had work-related responsibilities as the director of the company. And the court felt like it wasn't a necessity for him to travel there. He could have, get someone else to do the work and all that. So it really depends on case-to-case basis. It's not a blanket rule to allow and disallow. Even Dato Sri Zahid Hamidi himself, a few years ago, made an application to perform Umrah, but his application was actually rejected at that point of time because the court felt like it was not a necessity for him to travel to perform the prayers. So it entirely depends on the court and what the court's discretion and how it uses it.
So if the court does return the passport, what would the procedure be?
Without going too much into the technical aspect of it, basically, if the court allows, then you get the order from the court. And then, because when you make the application, you have to state the specific dates, which is the date you want the passport to be given to you and which is the date you would be returning back to Malaysia and when you would be returning back the passport and all that. So in the order, it will state from this date to this date, okay? And then you take the order, you go down to the court registry, and the court registry will prepare an release letter to the immigration. So you have to sign at the court registry, take the passport and the release letter, and then pass the letter to the Jabatan Immigration Malaysia for you to be traveling out of the country without any hassle. So all these are very technical stuff, but generally this is how it works.
So generally speaking, what legal safeguards or mechanisms are there to ensure that the person returns to stand trial?
There isn't a specific mechanism if you abscond and all that. But the general thing is that if you abscond or you jump bail, first a warrant of arrest is issued on you. That means you will be arrested. Two, your bail may be revoked. That means you will not be given bail anymore. If just say you're arrested and you're brought back to court, and for the remainder of the case, you will not be given bail, so you will have to be in prison. And third, the bail money may also be confiscated. That means the bail money that you paid at the beginning when you were charged, for example, 100,000, 1 million or whatever, that bail money may be confiscated by court. So you are at a losing end if let's say you jump bail or you abscond.
And finally, what do we need to know about where Zahid's trial is heading next?
As far as Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi's case is concerned, at the moment, we are now hearing submissions from the parties at the end of the prosecution's case. And later on, the Learned High Court judge would decide if a prima facie case has been made out and whether or not the accused, Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi, has to be called to give his defense.
Purusho, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was criminal lawyer Purushottaman helping us understand Dato' Sri Zaid Hamidi's application to have his passport temporarily returned so that he can seek medical treatment in Germany. What do you make of this? Send your thoughts our way. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.